This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, and he joins us today to talk about the debate this week over health care, as well as the debate ongoing in the U.S. Senate, in particular this week, on a Democratic-sponsored jobs bill. And, Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about the more immediate issue, and that's the jobs bill. There was, from what we were told, a bipartisan agreement between the chairman and ranking member on the Senate Finance Committee, Max Baucus and Chuck Grassley, and then Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, took it off the floor and put forth his own version. What's the main difference here, and what's the reaction to the decision by the majority leader?
You know, I was disappointed. Max Baucus, Chuck Grassley were diligently, carefully working their way through this and briefing all sides. They weren't trying to write a bill behind closed doors. They wanted to make sure everybody was connected with the debate. I thought it was working its way toward getting sufficient votes to pass, if not a lot of votes, and everybody seemed to be satisfied with the work they were doing, and then lo and behold, the majority leader decides that he didn't like the looks of that, and so that disappears. He introduces his own bill, which, you know, last night it got enough votes to go forward. I just don't think it's going to do anything. I don't think there's anybody out there that's arguing it's going to reduce the unemployment rate.
What's the argument? I know he wanted a lower price tag for whatever reason, given the price tag we saw in the original stimulus bill. What's the argument for this bill that you're hearing?
Well, the argument always is that, you know, this is somehow going to magically create jobs, and that's what we heard. Again, I look at this bill and I say to myself, the net impact of this bill that moved last night is just going to be very, very negligible. It's like taking $18 billion, carrying it to the top of the Capitol, and letting it fly and hoping it lands somewhere. But I don't see that you're going to see a net benefit here or a net positive impact. But, you know, he's the majority leader, and he's free to do that. Like I said, he got enough votes to move it. I did not support it for all those reasons, but it did move.
And last question on this front, Senator, what do you believe needs to be included in a jobs bill to attract your vote?
Here's what I tell you. If you really want to impact employment and the economy, keep the money back in our communities and in the pocket of the people who work so hard every day to earn that money. Don't bring it out here to Washington to be scrubbed and eaten up with administrative costs, et cetera, et cetera. So what does that mean? If you're really going to do something, focus on cutting the tax burden. There's many ways you can do that. You can do it in a very, very direct way, a very targeted way. You can say, look, we're going to focus on capital investment or research and development. We're going to offer a credit to do that. Or you can do across-the-board cuts. I mean, there's just a number of possibilities here, and I really think fundamentally if you keep money back in our communities and in the pockets of our entrepreneurs and those who create the jobs, because 70% of the jobs come from small business, you're going to be on the right track, and that's what I'm hoping we get out of all of this.
Senator, of course, the big issue of the week seems to be health care. The president posting what appears to be his health care priorities on Monday. It carries a price tag of nearly $1 trillion. It endorses much of what we've seen in previous legislation, with the addition of giving the government the power to control the cost of insurance premium increases. Heading into Thursday's so-called summit over at the Blair House, how does what the president proposed change the dynamics?
Well, it's a Senate bill. I mean, it's a Senate bill with more cost, really. When you finally dig down through this and see what he's done here, he really has adopted the Senate bill. He jettisoned the Cornhusker kickback, but there's still a lot of special deals in there. I think the Louisiana purchase is still there. He plussed up some things. I think he plussed up the subsidies, and that's going to be more expensive. He raised the level at which they tax Cadillac plans. But I say this with the greatest tongue-in-cheek, and that is, I'm sure they want to get this passed because the price tag keeps going up and the burden of taxation keeps going up every time they work on this. Now, from what we can tell, The net tax hike coming out of this bill is $629 billion. Can you imagine, at a time when our economy is struggling to create jobs, when people are so worried about keeping their job, he says, I've got a solution to all of that. I'm just going to lay down a tax on you, $629 billion. So this administration doesn't seem to want to listen to what people are saying, and that is work on the economy, work on job creation. We want health care reform, but not in this magnitude and with this kind of government takeover.
Senator, the president left out the public option and says he's included some Republican ideas to curb waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicare system. Does that help move the two sides closer together, or are we still just at a fundamental impasse here?
I don't see how he's really moving the debate forward. Sure, everybody is against waste, fraud, and abuse. Have you ever found anybody? Has anyone ever come up to you and say, you know, I'm for waste, fraud, and abuse? No, of course not. So that should have been there in the first place. Now, if he really, really wants to move the dial, if he really wants to do something here, he should walk in and say, okay, I want to hear from all sides here. What's your ideas? Let's write them down here. Let's see how much agreement we have. And then let's see how much disagreement we have and see if we can bridge that gap. What he walked in here was just a little dressed up and more expensive Senate bill, and I don't know. I hope for the best, but I will tell you it is discouraging when really all they did was put a little window dressing on the Senate bill and called it good.
Senator, you mentioned in passing that one of the things the president took out was the Cornhusker kickback. I have to ask you, as a senator from Nebraska, what was the reaction of most of the people to that? I know that Senator Nelson's kind of taken a hit in the popularity polls for that, but how did folks respond when they realized that that your state got that kind of a deal?
Very, very negatively. We do not, as Nebraskans, want special deals and Cornhusker kickbacks or whatever. We, of course, want to be treated fairly according to what other states are doing, but that's not who we are as a people. You know, we're a conservative bunch. We live in Nebraska because we really do believe in less government, lower tax burdens, and, you know, that was very, very disappointing to the people of the state, and I even saw a survey where it had virtually no support. That's not how we see ourselves. That's not who we are.
Last question, sir. About 60 seconds left here. Reconciliation, it's been talked about at the executive level as well as among the Democratic leaders. That would basically make it a simple majority in the Senate, which the Democrats could probably pull off. What's your sense on whether or not they'll actually resort to that?
Well, my concern here, especially in view of the fact that this is really the Senate bill with small modifications, that really what is happening here, the discussion in the hallway, if you will, is that this is a step toward reconciliation. I sure hope they don't do that. That is the nuclear option. This bill is not supported, whether it's Nebraska you're talking about or anywhere in the country. The American people do not want this bill. How much clearer can they be? And yet what they are doing here, I just worry, is the first step in a reconciliation process. Otherwise, they'd take it off the table. There's a simple way of ending that debate and making me be quiet and everybody else be quiet about reconciliation. And that is just for the president to start the meeting this week and say, look, I want to be very, very clear. Reconciliation is not an option to pass health care. The words exist in the English language to say that. All he needs to do, and that would clear the air immediately. We'll see what he does.
Senator, we'll definitely be watching on Thursday. Thanks very much, sir, for your time today.
Absolutely.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.